Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
I'd like to introduce Julie Sales from LMBBS. So, hi, Julie.
Hi.
Would you like to sort of explain a little bit about, you know, what you do and your organisation for us, if you don't mind?
Okay, that's fine. My name's, as I say, Julie Sales, and I'm part of the LMBBS committee and the BBS clinics that we run, specialised clinics. I have two daughters with LMBBS. One is 22 and one is 19. LMBBS is a rare recessively inherited disorder, which affects approximately 100,000 babies that are born. And the main symptoms are visual impairment, often leading to blindness. They have extra fingers and toes. They can have obesity, development delay, speech and coordination problems. They have learning difficulties, some of them varying from minor to severe. Kidney problems, again, varying from recurrent urine infections right through to kidney failure. And they can have other health problems, hormonal problems, fatigue, joint problems, skin problems. And not all the features are present in each person, and they can vary in degrees of severity. We are the LMBBS Society, which is a voluntary organisation, primarily supporting those with the syndrome, their families and carers. And we like to obviously to have as much information as possible for professionals if they need it. We aim to raise awareness of the condition. We produce information leaflets, newsletters, and reports of our annual family conference, which we hold every year at the Hilton Hotel in Northampton, which is a unique opportunity for those with the syndrome, their families and carers, to get together with like-minded people and also to see eminent speakers and pick up more information. And it's a good fun weekend.
So I'm guessing that you're exhibiting at Site Village. So it's just is it going to be just a place for people to come and talk to you and get information, or is there more that you offer?
No, that is exactly it. We always have a stand at Site Village in Birmingham and in London, and we have all of our leaflets and some of our merchandise there and all the information. And we always have either parents like myself or carers or actually LMBBS people that can come and actually help run the stand. And they're just there, as you say, to give people information, insight into the society and into LMBBS itself.
So how would people get in touch if obviously they wanted to know more information, you know, prior to obviously the event or after the event if they're listening to this?
The best way you can do, there is a few ways. You can either go onto our web page, which is www.lmbbs.org.uk, and that has all the information about us, has our information leaflets on there, our newsletter, information about the conference. We also have our contacts page, so that gives you everybody's details on there. So you've got Chris Humphreys, our national and conference coordinator. You have Tonya Hymers, who's our newsletter editor. You have me, who's the secretary. We have a new families contact, Claire Anstey. And then we have an adults and young adults contact, Steve Burge, who actually has LMBBS himself.
Well, that's wonderful, Julie. Thanks very much for sharing that with us. And anybody who wants more information can catch up with you at Site Village on the 15th and 16th.
Yes, they can. And also, if they wanted any other information, they can also join our Facebook page, which is LMBBS UK.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate your time. And you know, do stop on by on the day, because you never know if you may need that information later on in your lives, or you know. And we really appreciate the time you spent with us, Julie.
That's okay, thank you.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast. And our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.